Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. It's always so encouraging and edifying preaching with Jesus, Brother Rice. You do speak the truth from the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help all the saints to press on and stand strong through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May I bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Don't you pray?
Don't want us praying.
The Bible said, confess your faults one to another.
Praise the Lord, saints.
That you may be healed.
We're going to pray, though. We have commandment. Men ought always pray and not faint. Father, in Jesus' name, we do pray that you would help us today to walk in thy way, to glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours, to continue steadfast in the faith, unmovable, abounding, always in the work of the Lord. Help me to minister as you give the ability to speak as the oracles of God. For thy glory and praise, I pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. So let us do like Brother David and encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Would that be a good exercise? All right. I'm remembering a few things. God brought a few things to my remembrance. Isn't that good? One place the scriptures say, Peter said, I want to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Remembrance is good, huh? We remember the right thing. Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. If we think on these things, you know, the things that are good and just and true and honest, we endeavor to keep our minds stayed on Jesus, to meditate upon his law day and night. End of that is we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in its season, having leaves that doth not wither, prospering in whatsoever we do. Will we prosper in what we do this morning? Let it be so. Let it be so. We would not come in form and fashion. We would come in faithfulness, hopefulness, hallelujah, in truth and in sincerity, in humility, to present ourselves before our God. Thank you, Lord. Here's our God. We are his people. Come, let us worship him. Hallelujah. What I'm remembering, God brought to my mind, how, where I was, what I was doing, when I was introduced to the voice of Brother Steer's voice. Where I was just gotten out of the military after over 20 years of service. Y'all know I spent over 20 years and I know all about it. I tell you, you're not your own. Nobody's going to go in the military and say, well, you know, I'm not so. Not so. They buy you. Like Jesus Christ, he purchased us. And you ain't going to fool me. Nobody's going to say, well, I'm in Christ, I'm my own. Absolutely not. See, we can apply it both ways. But I was, I guess I wasn't that. I'll have to figure out how old I was. Not very old, though. And here I was, retired, with my monthly pension coming in. Janice had just talked me into buying a house we couldn't afford. I were right there in town with my mother, which was alive at the time, some of my brothers and sisters, but the ones that were not there were close around. So here I was. And of course, I'd already been taught things that were contrary to the way that most of the folks serve God there, including my family. I didn't go to their church. And of course, they didn't come worship with us either. We were trying to gather some people, and the people that gathered were myself and Janice and Pastor Dowell and his family, because he had some kinfolk. Turned out to be that we start worshiping together rather than go worship with my kinfolk. And the reason is because we had learned some things that were not compatible. And we were like in the come out of her mode. All right? So there we were, worshiping together because, you know, we weren't of the same cloth. We were called out. We'd come into truth that separates, and it does. Makes you free. It also makes you a gazing stock. Makes you look foolish. And here I am in the foolish situation. I'm not bound to go off to foreign places. Here I am right there in the hometown with my kinfolk, and I won't worship with them. Now, to me, that's not a problem, but think about how it looks. See? Rather than go to their fine building, and they fine building. It covers a half a block. How about that? It started out as a house church. That's where I used to go as a child. But now it covers a lot of ground. I don't think it's all paid for, though. That's just my surmise. Never, because that's how people do things. You know, they buy it, and then they say, based upon our offerings and contribution, we'll pay for it. But the facility is there, and of course, many of the folk that I went to school with were there too, friends and acquaintances. Even if they weren't friends, they were acquaintances, you know. You could identify them, know something about them. So that's where I was. And so already I was, you know, not walking in harmony with them. And then I get introduced to Brother Stair. That was by way of Pastor Dow. One time he shows up and say, man, you've got to hear this guy. See? So I began to listen. And eventually we began to follow his guidelines, you know, to come out and separate. That's why we were worshiping together. And pretty soon, we were living together in our dream home. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so you can imagine how much of a gazing stock we were there. And eventually we saved up enough to purchase some land. All this by the direction of Brother Stair. And then eventually I moved out of my little dream home. We sold it at the direction of the prophet. And moved out to Lafayette, known as Straightway, and lived with the saints. Of course, my kinfolk was still, you know, maybe 30 miles away, not too far. And I spent all my time with the strangers, seeking who know whatever. See that? So, and I'm sure for many of us, it was like that. I know some of the accounts of Brother Edward and KG and Samuel, strange things, stupid, I mean, apparently, but not. But you look at it and say, why are these guys sleeping in their cars and why are they doing these things? And God has had many of us go through certain experiences. Not all, though. The ones that actually heard the voice and started to follow. Now, there's many that heard the voice, but they won't follow. You know, I'm not condemning anybody. If I would, you know what I'd do? I condemn me. I can tell the truth, though. This sets me free. So I don't mind telling the truth. I don't care where it falls. Hallelujah. So, and I don't regret any of it. All how stupid I looked, how foolish. Oh, man, you wasted all your time, and you sold your home, and all you get for it is to live with saints that are mean. I don't regret any that I've done. See? And I do know what people go through when they heed the call. Sometimes I'm asked, did you talk to so-and-so about coming to the community? And I say no. First of all, you have to have some indication that they're willing. Not meaning that they are, but they might have some desire. And there are some that just don't show any desire to come. So I don't have any desire to ask them. There have been some that I have asked, and they have refused. See what I'm saying? Now, I don't have aught against them. I do have pity, though, you understand, because this is typical. Read Matthew 22. You can read it for yourself. And we talk about it all the time. Certain man made a great supper, and he bid the guests to come. He said, all things are ready. He said, we can't come. And that's what it's like. I understand what it costs to do it. The same thing to follow Jesus. It's no different. No different. If you follow Jesus, if you do, you'll have to forsake all to do it. So for me to follow the way that Brother Stair was directing, of course, you know, I hadn't known him for long. In fact, I just heard his voice, and, you know, it bore witness that I should do this. Now, you know, is that how it happened with you? Somehow the Spirit of God within you say, yeah, you should go this way. Not with human understanding or human aspirations, but some spiritual guidance, direction. Hallelujah. So I forsook my kinfolk. Some folks say you don't need to do that. That's not how God called Abraham. That's not how he says, if you would be my disciple. Now, if any man come after me and hate not, which means that you love God, if I understand. And in loving God, he's your ultimate love. And everything else falls into that. That's what it means by hate. Not that you have animosity and malice. Not that hate just means you're not the choice. Because love is only to one. Everybody understand that? We can't love many. We can love God. And when we love God, we can have true love. If we don't love God, then we don't have true. We have something else. It's a counterfeit. So when God speaks of love, it's love God. And that means you put everything else aside or hate, even your own life, not just your kinfolk, even your own life and your own life also. See, now we have to receive this as the word of God, you know, not put it in our little minds and fix it up so that we're still hunky-dory with our kinfolk. You understand? And we still can, you know, hobnob with everybody. I told you I was right there in my hometown with folk that I knew. The ones that I didn't know, I knew of, and, you know, they were familiar. And certainly my parent, my mother, and my brother, familiar. But I didn't go to worship with them. All right? Praise the Lord. That's how it was for me. So I know how it is. And there's others, you know, that they're just not heeding the call. Of course, the scripture said it would be that way. Many are called, few are chosen. You know, he sent the invitation out, but only a few would accept it. You see how it is. One time I hear the brother Steer saying, man, we got houses here and we can't find nobody to put in them. And that's something. Now, people are buying houses or they're renting apartments. They just don't have a mind to do it with the saints. See what I'm saying? Now, we don't want to live with the saints while we're here. Now, once we get to the place that's better, then maybe we'll gather with the saints. That sounds pretty good. Many times you hear folks say concerning their loved ones that's gone on, they are in a better place. Well, they are in the place where God had chosen for them, but they aren't going to make God a liar. I don't care how much you love them. Huh? And if their focus and their seeking was not after that place, they won't go there. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, if we get to the place, if we do, we'll seek to be get there. We won't just not think about it, not strive for it, and then one day we just show up there. You know, like washed up on the shore. That won't happen. By the mercy, grace, and help of God and the Spirit of God, we'll have to actively seek it. We'll have to actually strive to get there. And I say, well, I'll do all of this, and one day I'll be in a better place. You won't be. And you won't get out either. Everybody hear what I'm saying? You will not be in a better place, and you will not have an opportunity to change that. It will be for always. Now, this is just the truth of it. Of course, there's many things to distract us from the truth of things. You see what I'm saying? And let us not really see the end of sin or the end of rebellion. That's distractions. And the devil will help you with them. You know, move you away from the faith. The faith keeps us focused on Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's the author and the finisher. Everybody understand? He's the author of peace. He's the prince of peace. Hallelujah. And the carnal, human, earthly way is, well, you know, we'll just do the best we can and God let us in. Not so. The best we can do won't be good enough. So we'll have to trust in the one who does best. Then we'll get in. And we'll have to trust him to the end. No matter what comes up, no matter what we have to go through, no matter what we have to endure, we'll have to keep trusting him. And of course we say, well, I can do that. By the grace of God, he will try us, okay? He won't just take our word for it. You know that. You know that. Hallelujah. Peter said, Lord, though all men forsake you, I won't. Well, he was tried. He said, all these other fellows, maybe they will. I won't. Of course, they all said that. But they all forsook him and fled. However, God redeemed them and restored them. Because he knows, like he knows about us, we're but flesh. He didn't leave off from righteousness, though. He still had to meet the mark. Everybody, he didn't say, well, that's okay. You all been with me all this time, so it's okay. You keep forsaking me and keep. No, he called them back and said, look here, it's time of repentance. See, here I am, risen from the dead, just like I said. Hallelujah. Now, they still had to believe, you understand. And one was a little bit slow. They called him Thomas. Now, Thomas said, I don't mind believing, but first, let me see. I like the way that Brother Steer relates it. You know, he said, the brother and I said, come on, Thomas, you know us. Man, you've been, you know us. We did see him. They didn't convince him, brother. They did not convince Thomas. In fact, the master showed up. He still wasn't convinced. He wanted something else. And God, Jesus did bear along with him and granted him his wish, but still he had to believe. You understand? He still had to believe. That in itself would not cause him to believe. Us being here won't cause us to believe. Us saying, I believe everything the prophet. No. Praise the Lord. This faith that Jesus Christ has authored in us must come forth. And preaching is what is to bring forth the faith in you. Oh, yeah. It is the wisdom of God. He chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So foolishly, I stand before you this morning. I must have faith to do it. I must have grace to do it. See? And to receive what I'm saying, you must have faith and the grace. So if we all yield to the Spirit of God, he'll do his will and good pleasure in us. Of course, we can sit here and not be partakers. Hallelujah. We'll have to believe God. In other words, we'll have to hear what the Spirit said and yield to what the Spirit said. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I am a partaker. Yeah. I forsook all. You know, to the point that God has given me grace. I don't claim to have arrived. I still pray, Lord, help me to surrender all. Absolutely. I mean, I've had faith to give up so far. Never regretted it. Never came out the lesser for it. So why would I want to stop? Now, some of us, maybe your testimony is different. You know, you came out from your kinfolk and God did you wrong, or brought you amongst a bunch of people that did you wrong. That's not my testimony. I've not been done wrong. I've gotten better than I deserve. See, that's my testimony all the way through. Yeah, many things I've done, I should have gotten much worse. I have no complaints. Hallelujah. On the other hand, I have much thanks, much gratitude. Now, it's like that. If you have complaints, then you're lacking in your gratitude. Understand? Your thanksgiving, your gratitude will eliminate your complaining and your murmuring. Thank you, Lord. But God will have to gather his people. I believe that he will. Of course, we're told it's not going to be many. Few there be that find the way that lead to life. Broad is the way, lead to destruction. Many be that go in therein. Praise the Lord. So we can take consolation in the few. Certainly we can console ourselves with God's faithfulness. Now, if we know the Lord, then our testimony must be he's been faithful. So we can come into agreement. No matter how you feel this morning, your toe hurt, whatever, with what I'm saying, we can all rally. Absolutely. We know God at all. Our testimony, he's good. He's faithful. He's been long-suffering with me. And we should just do that and give him glory. Hallelujah. And I don't want to hear anything else. You know God, but, he's been done wrong and so-and-so didn't. Come on. Praise the Lord. No grudges. No. We thank God for the grace to be free. Yes. Truly free. Now, we talked about the Alcoholics Anonymous, how they seek to be free, but they never get it. You know that. I know personally. These people hold on to some meeting or some experience rather than we go forth on the experience that we've had, that we've actually been set free. I mean, we have been set free. Now, there is the opportunity to entangle yourself again. But we have commandment. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So I was set free from my kinfolk. Actually, y'all don't have to believe my testimony. And I will say that way. Now, understand what I'm saying. Some people take it that, well, you don't love your kinfolk. Yeah, as kinfolk. I don't love them as saints of God, as redeemed, as my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love God. That's because he loves me. And I'm here to do his will. I don't dream up what I want to do, what I think I should do. I have the opportunity, but I have the grace to overcome it. Because I look back on my experience, my testimony with God, and all of my obedience, I've prospered well in it. And all of my disobedience, I've not prospered. This is my testimony. And I've done them all. Yes, I have. So you're not going to fool me. All right? You're not going to fool me. Whenever I agree and obey God, it's so wonderful for me. And whenever I do otherwise, it's not so wonderful. I'm going to hold to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, he's been faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto me. All, Lord, thy hands have provided. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it was quite the experience working through all of that, you know, coming out. Yeah, I don't know what they said. You know, probably stuff like, what got into him? That's what they said when I stole the car. You know, I was hiding out and I heard them talking. So I wonder what got into that boy. Some got into him. He had too much time on his hand for one thing. You know how that is. Thank you, Lord. But it wasn't really me doing it. You know, understand what I'm saying. It was what God was doing. And yes, naturally, it was so foolish. Really? You mean you had to do all of that to find God? No, God found me. And that's what he set me to do. I didn't do it to find God. No, he found me, and that's the pathway that he took me. Huh? When he found me, I was not observing the Sabbath or no Passover or anything. Watching the TV and, you know, doing the things that many professing Christians do. But then God began to bring me out. Started with the Sabbath. And that is really something that separates. God used as a separator. The Sabbath, he signed between me and you. Hallelujah. Of course, the Sabbath day speaks of a greater Sabbath. Or the last time, which Brother Sarah speaks of, the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord, or the millennial reign. That's right here on this earth. For the meek shall inherit the earth, and the saints shall possess the everlasting kingdom. So the last day is the reign of Christ right here with the saints. That's the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. And it's the last day. It'll be the end of time after that. Time will be no more. The saints will be gathered on the other shore. And the roll will be called up yonder.
Hallelujah.
I'll be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, if you don't hold, it all falls into place. It all correlates and relates when you look at God's Sabbath. It is not the first day of the week. Huh? No, crucified on Friday and rose on Sunday morning. No, they say it that way to fit their doctrine, but the facts don't line up. He was in the earth, in the heart of the earth, 3 days and 3 nights. 3 periods of darkness, 3 periods of light. You can't get that from Friday to Sunday morning. That's just not so. Hallelujah. But it's needful to support the Easter lie. And it is a lie. It is a stronghold. Just like the Christmas lie. It is a lie. Jesus Christ was born, but not on Christmas. And not for us to celebrate. Absolutely not. There's no feast day for Christ's birth. There's no call to remember Christ's birth. There is an admonition to remember his death. And we're not baptized into his birth. We're baptized into his death. As many as you that were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. That's so that we might live. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. But I think, you know, this religion, it's religion. And it's conducive to promote lies. Exactly. That's why Satan uses it. Mm-hmm. And you, you won't confuse them with the truth or liberate them, but they won't hear it. I'm still remembering when Elder Davis got us together on this little hookup. I haven't heard anything else from him. I told him the truth, though.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, man, this is not my opinion. This is the truth of God. So you find your Bible in your Bible where, you know, there's an Easter that we should observe. And that Jesus Christ rose on Easter Sunday. So that's what the heathen do. And if the world loves it, it's not of God. The world loves Easter. Even if they are immoral, unholy, they still love Easter. Absolutely. And even if they don't profess to know Christ, they love Christmas. Especially retailers. See? So you know this stuff is of the world. Somehow they can get past all of that and say, well, you know, it's out of Christmas. He's never. Absolutely not. The world didn't take Christ out of Christmas. He's never been in Christmas. The imposter has inserted Christ into this gospel. It's perverse. Everybody hear me? Hallelujah. It is perverse. It's a perversion. And many such things. But I'm thinking how, you know, it can relate to all of us. You know, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Most people ain't going to church to get delivered. No. No. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Not to be accepted by God. They want to be accepted by their neighbor. See? But the true Christian endeavors to please God. That's God's purpose. Christ didn't please himself. So we're Christians, huh? Well then, see how that goes? Now, most folk that go to church is to please themselves. They go when they please. And they go how they please. And they go to the one they please. And they dress how they please. It's all to please themselves. Hallelujah. And of course, these places are needful because there's a market for them, or, you know, sure. Yeah, Satan's not going to have a lack of people that believe him. Yeah, he's created for those that don't believe. We believe, don't we?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In our believing, we resist the devil. And in our submission to God, we resist the devil because he's a liar. He's the father of lies. He can't even tell the truth. But many believe him because naturally men love lies. So a work of grace equips a man to love the truth and to do the truth. You have to stay in it, though. See? And this is how we resist the devil, by our love for the truth. Who is Jesus Christ? It's the same. It's the word of God. You understand? We rebellious folk, we must love that. Not that we're rebellious, but that it's the truth. Then we're set free. But say, oh, I'm not rebellious, then we remain in bondage. Huh? We're low down, dirty sinners. As long as we confess that, we're holy and upright. That's exactly how it works. Hallelujah. Because we cast off our own and we put on his. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Peace and joy. Joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, folk don't mind going to church when it won't challenge them, you know. And the truth will challenge us. Rightfully so. The truth will search us. And we just follow along with the truth. It will liberate us from things that we've been familiar with, or we'll be liberated from. Things we've held dear, it will liberate us from them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but maybe men don't want to be liberated from things they hold dear. Well, if they realize that they're harmful or deadly, then maybe they will. The truth will convince you. These things that we hold dear, oh, they're deadly. If we continue in that, we'll go to a place, like Craig Mack said, we'll never get out. And it won't be a better place. So, yeah, it won't be a better place. It will be the right place. It'll be for those who refuse the call. Hallelujah. Those that know not God. And those that obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, you know there's folk left here. Liberation for the church still. Not for liberation. Not for acknowledging the truth, form and fashion. It's a way that they can go along with the facade. I still love God. He still loves me. We just don't need to drop everything to seek him and follow. See? But that's not what the scriptures say. I mean, it's been told to me like that. Yeah, I believe in God, but yeah, we don't have to give up our life to. That's not what it says, brother. No, it's not. That's not what it says. But of course, they were being honest about it. Is we do this because we can still keep our lives. See? Well, you can't get to the better place. You'll have to hate your own life also. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to go on in Jesus' name. I'm just endeavoring to present my body. You know, I speak the truth. Not that you don't know these things. I speak these things because you know them. And encouraging ourselves in the Lord, our God, in hope of eternal life, in hope of the resurrection, in hope of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ministers, I found the word that says, what'd you do with the glasses, brother? I'll just have to read without them. Praise the Lord. Brother Montgomery, why do you keep doing that? Hallelujah. Huh? Pray for you. Lord, help Brother Montgomery. Make him to be all that you would have him to be. Huh? Yielded and still. Humble and contrite. Am I doing good? Hallelujah. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to find one in 1 Corinthians. The Lord help me. Oh, he's so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God to me. So good. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to maybe magnify this word. Who then is Paul? 1 Corinthians 3. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? Here it is. But ministers by whom ye believe. So the gist of the matter is you believe, but this is the means. And it's not them of themselves. It's the one that gave the increase because they're ministers of God. Y'all see what I'm saying? So when we look at it like that, we do well. You do believe, don't you? All right. So it's not concerning this one or that one, but that you believed. And that's why God sent the preachers, so that you can believe. Now, men don't receive it like that. They say, man, we're intellectual. We can go to the moon. Huh? We can make smartphones. And we have all kind of technology. All we have to do is read the book. And we'll believe, you know, maybe join this sorority. See how it is? Maybe gather with this group. You believe if you have faith and you hear the gospel. I'll read the steps. You know where I find them. I find them in Romans 10. It shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord, that's how you be saved. You must call upon the Lord. Huh? You must call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how can you call upon him? And you've not heard. See? We must first hear. Well, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? I mean, God sent him to activate your faith so that you believe. So let's just fall in line. Don't resist. Huh? If there's a preacher, then God wants you to believe. Yeah, he wants you to tune in. Wants you to grow in grace. Strong in the faith. Hallelujah. Of course, we can resist this operation. We don't have to try. No. Praise the Lord. But we should not resist not the Spirit. Whereby you're sealed. Grieve not the Spirit. You know, when we grieve the Spirit, we grieve God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't resist your salvation. Resist the devil who wants to move you away from the faith. And you do that by believing the God that's going to save you. Isn't that simple? Oh, but we must believe unto the saving of the soul. That means we must continue in the faith. Because that's our salvation until we get to the end of it. Hallelujah. So this preaching is to facilitate, activate, encourage us to grow in grace and the faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if we keep the faith, we can say there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me. If we don't, it's not so. Now, Paul boldly said, now there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Hallelujah. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. So I've got a crown of righteousness laid up for me, whom the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Listen to it. Not to me only, but to them also that love his appearing. So looking for the coming of Jesus, have no part in our life. Well, not if we hang out with the kinfolk and go to these worldly churches. We're not looking for Jesus. Absolutely not. Hear what I say. Thank you, Lord. If it's your church, then it's not the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. If it's the Baptist church or so on and so forth, I'm not going to name them all, then it's not the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus said, I will build my church. The Baptists build theirs, and the Methodists build theirs. But Jesus Christ said, I'm the builder of this church. I'm also the chief cornerstone. How about it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is any man, any minister, except the means by which God used? So we don't extol the minister. We don't exalt the minister. We said this is the means by which God has sent the message. And Paul tells us plainly that the minister is nothing. Neither is he that planteth anything. Neither is he that watereth anything. So the minister is nothing. Everybody understand? Don't worry about the minister. Just understand this is God's grace. And the minister is so that you might hear and believe. See? Well, we aren't going to put personalities in it, are we? Well, if we aren't careful, we will. Oh, I like this preacher. I don't like that preacher. Ahab said, I don't like Micaiah. He never prophesied good concerning me. You know what? He prophesied the truth. But if you belong to God, the truth is good concerning you. What he was saying was he prophesied what I don't want to hear. And he was pleased not to get his input. So we got all these other yes men. Let's go with what they have to say. Jehoshaphat said, no, we want to hear this other guy too. How about it? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So there's no need for us to compete. We don't have to try for that. It's built in and it shows up all the time. We resist stuff like that. The same way as the planter is nothing or the water is nothing. You could take any member in the body. They're nothing except God give the increase. And there's certainly nothing by themselves. Because by themselves, they are not in the vine. They don't bring forth fruit. See? And we abide in the vine. Now, who is the vine? Jesus Christ. Well, that means the body. See? What we like to look at it, other, oh, just me and Jesus. The hell with all y'all. We don't say that. That's our attitude. I received the prophet, not you. That's impossible. That's impossible. I've been around, and usually I've encountered that spirit much. I received the prophet. I believe the prophet. Well, he said, we all love one another. How about it? Praise the Lord. He said we ought not to exalt ourselves, but humble ourselves. Well, well, well. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Well, I received the prophet. Thank you, Lord. One said to me, Brother Sterrett, had you sat at that table? He insisted on it, and he did. I didn't choose out the chief seat. I'd come in and have to find the seat because they didn't do me like they did Seth. They said, hey, Seth, come over here. Hey, everybody turned up their nose at me. I'm not offended. Come on, say. Y'all hear what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. But old Seth, come on over here, man. We got a place for you. With the exception of Christopher. Okay. Praise the Lord. But finally, Brother Sarah said, hey, Pastor Rice, you come sit over here. I didn't do that. He said. He insisted. The one making the inquiry said, you know, he loved you and he insisted that you. So they say they love Brother Sarah. Why won't they hear your word? Good question. Y'all love Brother Sarah? Y'all going to hear my words? I see. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'd rather have been invited over there than to barge in. I can imagine what would happen and say, Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I heard lots of things sitting over there. Some I liked to hear and some I didn't like to hear. Nevertheless, I have to eat the whole roll. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But yeah. Love the prophet, receive the prophet. We've heard much of that stuff. And then they walk contrary to that. We can go on to say, love God and love the prophet, and then we walk contrary to that. You know how it's known that we love God? Anybody know? Y'all are well-versed. Huh? See what wise Christians we have? Y'all love God? Well, it's known because we love the brother. Well, I guess we're home free, huh? We have to continue in the love. God loves us. Yeah, that's his business. That's his choice. That's his prerogative. He can love whoever he want to love. Save whoever he want to save. Have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Have compassion. He can harden whom he will harden. Your case? He said, I love you. So the love of God is in you. Absolutely. This is one of the benefits of the preaching. To bring forth the love of God. Sure. A faith. Y'all know how it works. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's in you. Yeah, that love for your brother is in you. Because God loves you. And that's why God loves you. So you can love your brother. So it's there. We preach so we won't resist that. So we'll flow into it. We preach every day. When I'm not preaching, somebody else is preaching. And so we can flow into this love of God. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It just goes right on down, you know. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us. And if he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brother. I guess we're jumping up and down. Let me expound on that, Pastor Rice. We have time. We have time. We'll let you expound on laying down your life for the brother. Okay? But what you can do until such time is just meditate upon it, you know. Laying down my life for the brother. Lord, speak to me about it. Visit me about this. See, you could do it like that. Or we could dwell on other things. You know, Praise the Lord. Things that we choose. Well, God laid down his life for us. Now, he did it to the end that we might lay down our lives for the brother. Everybody see that? Because God laid down his life for us in the manifestation of God in the flesh.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ. Well, when you say Jesus Christ, then that's us.
See,
that's us. Huh? So Christ is still working on us. He still lays down his life. Huh? The shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Huh? Jesus Christ laid down his life for the brethren. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. Brethren. That means, I lay down my life for you. Not I beat you, I malice you, or I despise. No, I lay down my life for you. I'm preaching that you might do it. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Well, what about you, Pastor Rice? Absolutely. I would have it no other way. Huh? And I know that this is not a human operation. Yeah, me desiring to lay down my life is Christ working in me. I'm going to let him work. Hallelujah. It confirms, it bears witness, it validates Christ laying down our life, or his life for us. Yes, it does, when we lay down our life. That's how it was imputed unto Abraham for righteousness. When he was going to offer Isaac up. Now, God had already made him promise. He said, this is the heir, man. Then he said, you offer him up. I see. Now, Abraham, well, I can offer him up, God, because you said, no, he didn't do that. He just believed that God was able to raise him from the dead.
Hallelujah.
See, he believed in the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
You believe in the resurrection?
Yes.
In hope of the resurrection?
Hallelujah.
In hope of eternal life?
Hallelujah.
Which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Glory, glory. All right. One of my favorite scriptures. Of course, I've got a book of favorites. That's why I say one of my favorites. Huh? The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? But it's more than poetry. It might be in poetic form, but it's the word of God. With power. The God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace. How about that? In believing. See? That you may abound in hope. That by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's my prayer for us all. Huh? That we may abound. Huh? Limitless, teeming, overflowing, abundant. Thank you, Lord. So it's notable that the God of hope fills us with joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And peace. Of course, he's also the God of peace. Huh? That will be with you. And thank you, Lord. And we'll bruise Satan under our feet shortly.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's also the God of all grace. After that you've suffered a while, establish, strengthen, sell you. Praise the Lord. He's the God of our salvation. How about that? Will we not rejoice today? Hallelujah. In hope of eternal life, in hope of the resurrection, in hope of the resurrection, Paul made it clear that that was his hope. He said, man, that's the only problem they have with me, because I stand in defense of the resurrection. I have hope in the resurrection. He said, that's the problem they have with me. Because I've seen the resurrection. Jesus Christ. He appeared unto me. I declare the resurrection. Hallelujah. But when Paul, perceiving that the one part was Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, am I called in question? Y'all have hope? Praise the Lord. Of the resurrection of the dead? Oh, thank you, Lord. For the Sadducees said there is no resurrection. That is Sadducee. Neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisee confessed both. There arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose. And strove, saying, we find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or angel have spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And enough confess unto thee, can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me? But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, I do worship the God of my fathers. Believe in all things which are written in the prophets, and in the law and the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Now the folk going to church today, they say the same thing. See? Hallelujah. But we're called in question because we really believe. Hallelujah. Paul said, I hear and do exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. And we that truly believe don't mind truly confessing. You know, not we don't live covertly or clandestine. We're open and naked. Yeah, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our business. We have nothing else to do. No other purpose. We're not going to serve the Lord. We don't need to be here. We're here to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. That's our confession, because we have hope of the resurrection. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Thank you, Lord, reserved in heaven for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Oh, help me, Jesus. Charlene's good to see you here. Hallelujah. Be good to see old Samuel and Rachel here. It's my prayer to God. Yeah, when I pray for those folk, I pray that their heart would be toward God, that he would arrest them, overcome them. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, of course, they don't think they have any problem, you know. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. Absolutely. They think that this is superfluous, which means it's just some window dressing. We really shouldn't do this. That's how they see it. Absolutely. They say, yeah, we're saved just like you. And the pilgrim in Bunyan's account, he met up with a whole bunch like that. In fact, everyone he met up with, from the atheist to the Mr. Two-Faced, said, man, we're going to the kingdom like you. Yeah, we just take the smoother way, you know, but we're going to the same place. Not so. The only way we'll get to the same place, we take the same course. And we keep the same faith, follow the same Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So many have turned out of the way. And it's meant to be that way. Don't forget now, the longer we remain here, the greater and more stern the warfare. More darkness, more deception. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So our answer is to be sober and to be vigilant. But to counter that, well, you know, the Lord's delayed is coming. So we're going to go out and play a while. Maybe get careers and become good citizens, productive, you know, making good money and taking care of our family. Now, we still believe Jesus is coming, but we're going to put our efforts to this. We're going to say to our soul, now, soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. See? Hallelujah. Well, I'm firmly convinced that we have to do all that we can do. Follow Jesus. I mean, we have nothing else to do. No time for anything else. Hallelujah. Take no thought. What you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. The Lord knoweth what you have need of. Hallelujah. Now, of course, this, what we do is looked on as works of men. It's, y'all are working to be saved. Well, no one can do that. The truth tells you it's impossible. This is the work of God, that we believe on him whom he has sent, Jesus Christ, and whoever Jesus Christ sends. See, this is the work of God. And another place Paul puts it like this, work out your own salvation. Oh, so that's what y'all are doing. Absolutely. Because it's God that's working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. Thank you, Lord. Now, we can do it and not in the right manner, not in the right spirit. It won't profit us. Hallelujah. We do it in faith. It's accounted for righteousness. We do it otherwise, it's unrighteous. No matter how honorable you think it might be. Whatever is not of faith is sin. So I stand before you by faith this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah, I had to resist the urge to go back to bed or go out to the okra patch. I'd present my body. So do you. So I present mine and encourage you to present yours. Hallelujah. I encourage myself in the Lord. And like I said, when I first stood up, let us encourage ourselves in the Lord. And all that I've been saying is so that we may encourage ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got no reason to be sad. No, be distraught. Absolutely not. We can look up, lift our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll come to the conclusion. James is with us today. Isn't that all right? Hallelujah. Teresa's here. Praise the Lord. All the way from West Virginia. Huh? Praise the Lord. So, Paul said, repent and believe the gospel. And we need a preacher for that. When will Christ come? I'm going to work on it a while. We asked the same question yesterday, right? I think I'll ask it every day. For most, at a time when they think not. That's when Christ will come. At a time when most think not, but for some, it'll be a time when they're watching, they're waiting, they're earnestly expecting. They're looking for him with loins girded and lights burning. Huh? They're holding fast the profession of their faith without wavering. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. They're hoping to the end for that grace that is to be brought to them at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some, but most, you'll come when a time that they think not. Praise the Lord. Now, that's very instructive. Praise the Lord. It lets you know that we need to always be expecting him. Hallelujah. Always looking for him. Always yearning for him. Is that all right? Hallelujah. He is the resurrection. Y'all know that's the resurrection. The coming of the Lord Jesus. You know it's the judgment. See? It's appointed unto man wants to die. After that, the judgment. Hallelujah. And they that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, find so doing. Find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, he can be at the overcomer. Hallelujah. He can put on a good show. But if he say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. And any deviation from steadfastness is that. Absolutely. From earnest striving, any deviation from that, well, I've got time to do something else. We don't. Please understand. I don't have a year when Jesus Christ is coming. Here's what I have. We don't have time to do anything else but make ready for him. That's what I say. And I've always been that way. And I've always made it part of my speech. You know, sometime I'd call in and I'd always say, I'm standing fast with you, Brother Stair, and all the saints in the patient waiting for the coming of the Lord. And that's what I still do. I don't see that. I'm not moving away from that. My hope is fulfilled when he comes. But you all understand we must maintain the hope. Yeah, that you may abound in hope. That means wait for what you don't see. Now, don't forget that. That's what hope is. If we hope for that which we have no need to hope for that which we don't see. But if we hope for that which we see not. So may you abound in hope. Abound in hope. Abound in hope. By the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what you see not. For we're saved by hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. I believe this preaching will bring forth fruit. Absolutely. I believe everything that God says about his people. We love him. I believe that. And because we love him, we love him because he loves us. And it's manifest because we love the brother. I believe that. I won't accept anything else. All right? I will deal with you like God loves you. Huh? That's because he chose to. Hallelujah. Did he find a reason to? Love don't need a reason. Huh? Love don't need anything external to operate. Just like all things of God. The joy of the Lord don't need any certain circumstances. No. Any such happenings. No. The joy of the Lord, you have it, whether they serve spaghetti or whether they serve fish. See? The other joy is dependent. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. So it's not dependent on anything. But that it belongs to God, it's of God. That's all things of God. God's love. It don't matter how your neighbor treats you. It has nothing to do with your love. See? If you're going to base it on how they treat you, that's not God's love. The love God has in you, that put in you, works no matter what they do. Because that's how God's work works toward you. Let it flow. Let the rivers of living waters flow from your belly. Hallelujah. Now the preacher is preaching so that you might believe. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with what your brother does or doesn't do. It has to do with the commandment of God. Y'all know it's God's commandment. Huh? And because he commanded us, we love him. We say, okay, I'm going to do it. It's not too hard, is it? Well, we got a few no's, but everybody else. Well, it's still early, Pastor Rice. We'll see. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. For since the beginning of the world, man have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Let's hold fast these truths of God. Let's meditate upon them. Let's keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Let's grow in grace today and wax strong in the Spirit. Go forth to the battle and conquer, and more then. Amen. Peace be with you. The God of all peace, the God of hope, fill you with all peace and joy and believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the God of all grace will call you to glory and virtue. After that you've suffered a while, establish, strengthen, settle you. Hallelujah. And the God of peace shall be with you. Praise the Lord, saints. Brother Timothy, pray for us.
Ooh, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God, unto him is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And we heard today in believing the truth. And so then let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, for we have no continuing city here. But we seek one to come, but to do good and communicate, forget not. What such sacrifices God is well pleased. So we thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Again, wrote on my paper here, no competition, but companions in tribulation, Lord. And we are members of the body of Christ. And we thank you, Father, that we need every brother, every sister. And we believe on him you sent, the preacher, the brothers, the sisters. And we know, Lord, it's all about believing. And so we do believe, Lord, but at times we manifest our unbelief. So we say, Lord, help our thou unbelief, Lord, and deliver us from, from wrong thinking, wrongdoing. And you are, Lord, you're certain and determined to save us. And even now, Lord, you're working out your goodwill and your pleasure in us. And we thank you for the greater one is in us as he is in the world. And so we have this treasure in earthen vessel where the ecstasy be a power of God and not of ourselves. And so help us not to resist the truth, Lord, to have a love for the truth. We heard the truth today, Lord, and it certainly sets us free. And usually, Lord, it lays us kind of low, but rightly so, Lord, because we're undone. But we're not where we were, but we're not where we want to be. But you're going to get us there, Lord. And we know you've begun this good work, and you will perform. Even now, it's being done. So you won't fail. We thank you, Father, for another day to be tried and to prove our love, Lord. You certainly proved yours for us. And so help us, O God, to consider our ways. And also wrote, remember Lot's wife. And these things were written for our learning, our ammunition, Lord. This world is not our home. And I thank you, Lord, every day things of the world become strangely dim. But we still have that pull, Lord, tries to draw us back. And so, Lord, keep us in the world. You have us in the world, but keep us from the evil that's in the world. Especially the evil heart of unbelief. And so we bless you, Lord, for your goodness and help us, O God, to find a place of repentance. And bless those listening as well, Lord. And again, Lord, gather your people who are coming up to Feast of Trumpets and help us remember, Lord, all that you've done for us. And give us a great appreciation of what you've done for us, Lord. And so restore, O God, such as should be restored. Save such as should be saved. Send forth your healing, Lord, and children's bread. And, O God, we just need you in everything, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you won't forsake us. So keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Make us ready and make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. Whose house are we if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm to the end? For he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ upon the face of the earth. The Lord strengthen you, brother, as you have faithfully strengthened us by fulfilling the word of the Lord. For in Hebrews 10:6, 6:10, it says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." So, brother, Lord strengthen you as you faithfully stand fast in thy place and calling. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Maranatha, my brother. Maranatha.